Okay. Hi. So we are doing our final integration and digestion call for this round of regenerative business. And first of all, I want to say congratulations for making it through the program. And even if you haven't listened to every single session, that is not the purpose. The purpose is to come and receive what you needed to receive. And so in this hour, we are going to be spending time answering any remaining questions you may have, talking about what you integrated, what you received, digesting, and then celebrating, and talking about potential next steps also for how you're going to take this and move it forward in your life and in your business. So anybody want to start with a question, you can just go ahead and raise your virtual hand and then I'll call on you. And it could be a question like, I want to know more about X. So it doesn't have to be like, I got stuck on this specific thing you said. What do we got? Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
So it's really fascinating from in terms of what's happened since I signed up for the course. I was one of those people who signed up 2 weeks into it. I was teaching a workshop at that time, and I had to put all my focus into that when you were doing your beautiful course for the first 2 weeks. And towards the end of taking the course, and up until about 2 days ago, I was dealing with an insane situation in my life. Stressful beyond stressful on crazy levels, and I don't need to get into the details of that. So I'm just coming out of the insanity of that. My husband and I have decided to move back to Los Angeles. We're in Sarasota, Florida right now. And when you just asked that question, what occurred to me, and I think it would probably be helpful for other people as well, and I know you've talked about this before, but really the why you taught this course and why and what did you want us to get out of it? I'm going to go back and listen to the whole entire thing again, freshly and newly once I get to Los Angeles at the beginning of July. And I just, something about what you can share around that, I think will be very helpful and grounding for me as I go back and go through all the material again.
I love that question because, Michelle, then I'm going to take it and turn it at first. I'm going to answer it. And then I am going to turn it over to also the group. And you can tell me in the chat, or if you want to tell me verbally, I am so curious. One of the things I shared with you during this program, because it was the first time we released it, was that I knew the journey I wanted to take you on. And I knew that that journey would lead everyone to a different place based on where you all needed to go, not necessarily based on where you wanted to go. That is the nature of this work. And it's the uncomfortable nature of this work is sometimes you're like, I'm doing this so that I can have 6-figure months or I don't know what people want. Anyway, so my intention in teaching this course is that I wanted to inspire you and give you tools and insights and examples for you to root into the way that nature shares its power with us so that you could source from that very same place as you do your work. And so I have been so swept up in learning about regeneration on so many different levels, whether it's in looking at mushrooms, whether it's looking at, agriculture, whether it's looking at even regenerative medicine practices, using stem cells to inspire our bodies to heal themselves. I mean, so many amazing things, right? And so I wanted to invite you into a paradigm where you would begin to look at your business in a completely new way, or maybe in a slightly adjusted way if you were already kind of on that program, so that you could feel more powerful every day in your work. And when we feel more powerful every day in our work, we do get more powerful results financially and otherwise. And so essentially it was another deeper dive to support you in tapping into your power in your work. That manifests as confidence. That manifests as rather launching her program. That manifests as raising prices. That manifests as magnetizing more money to you. That manifests as reaching out to past clients. You know, yesterday and today, actually, I just got back from New York City. And both times, Mike, because he like is really good at playing the points games with credit cards, he loves to upgrade me to first class when possible, which I happily receive. And so I always end up sitting, I almost always end up sitting next to businessmen. I'm 9 times out of 10, the only woman in first class, or one of the only women in first class. And both times the man sitting next to me struck up a conversation, which I actually don't like, but I'm glad they did both times, because the first flight, the guy was like, "Oh, I'm curious, what do you do? Because I find that, he said, are you a consultant?" And I said, "No." And he said, I'm an entrepreneur. And he said, "I find that either it's only consultants and entrepreneurs who work on airplanes. Everyone else just like sleeps or watches a movie." And I was writing, because I love writing on airplanes. And I said, "What do you do?" And he said he was a partner at PricewaterhouseCooper. That's what that company is called, PwC. And he was telling me about this program that they're doing, getting women who've been out of the workplace for 5 to 10 years back into the workplace, which I have a lot of thoughts about that. But anyway, I just said, I talked to him about what I do. And I said, those are my people, and I would love to come in and be a speaker for you. And he was like, also, you know, we do these events with our women executives and whatever. And I was like, I'm your person. And so that was a moment of when we, this is a very long answer to your question, Michelle, but when we are so deeply rooted in what we are doing through the regenerative practices that we talked about, through really like narrowing into our own divine instructions, through really owning our thought leadership, all of the different elements that we built in regenerative business, then when an opportunity comes along like that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm obviously your person. A year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have never done that. And so that's one practical example, but I am really curious to turn it around to all of you, knowing that this work is still really new, right? You may not have listened to all the recordings, and certainly in 6 weeks, you can't implement everything. And knowing that this work is going to keep working its way in you. So for you, Michelle, knowing that it sounds like you were having a lot of other things going on at the same time, what did you receive so far? And then I'd love to hear from other folks in the chat or anyone who wants to unmute what they received.
Excellent question. I resonated so deeply with you during Replenish. And I really don't do workshops. I've been teaching workshops and having a lot of success with private clients for about 17 or 18 years. And my daughter is a big fan. Your sister has been a client of mine and come to my workshops in New York. Love, love, love your sister. So I said, let me try this out. Also, Julie Solomon is a good friend of mine. Oh, great. And I asked her, you know, if she had done any of your programs, and she spoke very highly of you. She said, you're magic.
I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. So I did it, and I flipped out over Replenish, because one of the main things I do in my work is all of the nervous system work. I have a new ebook out called The Nervous System Whisperer. Cool. And it was such an incredible reminder, you know, listening to Tell's session that you had her on and all of that, like the importance of that. And then also my daughter, in something she's doing right now, is really integrating this whole idea of nature and that kind of thing. Very similar to what you did with, you know, this beautiful workshop. And there was so much incredible information shared that right now, because of the chaotic situation, I really haven't had a chance to deeply integrate it.
Makes sense.
It gave me a lot of inspiration around, and I even had DM'd you about this on Instagram. Like, people have been asking me for years to write a book. And you know, I really want to move into the role of being a keynote all over the country in the world. Done a little bit of that. And it just is kind of going back to the confidence piece that you mentioned. I was just smiling from ear to ear when you were sharing that story from the airplane, because I'm getting to a place now where I'm able to so-called, I don't particularly like this word, but promote myself on that level too, because of the confidence level I have in the work that I do for several years. So is the main reason why I did it was because, you know, I feel like so much of what was shared in the program is just going to make me even more comfortable with really up-leveling, you know?
Yes. Comfortable with up-leveling. And I, the intention that I want to set as we continue to go through the material and let it sink in is stewardship of our power. Because that's really what confidence comes from and what self-promotion comes from, right? Sitting next to a businessman who's a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and me absolutely being like, you need to hire me, is because of allowing the, I mean, I'm not going to say this to him, but it's because of allowing the power of the earth to run through me and know that I'm not separate from that. And so I love that you brought that up, Michelle. It's really, really beautiful. And I'm so excited for that to work through you as well in more magical ways. And I'm excited to hear about it. So as it does, please send me a DM, everybody, please. You know, I want to know, like, I want to know what happens in your life from the tiny thing to the giant thing, to the thing maybe you think is insignificant. It's all important. So please do like keep me posted and let me know now, is there anyone else who wants to share either a question, reflection, what you received? Yeah, go ahead, Emma.
Thank you. So this has been a really tough road for me actually. And it was really interesting because working through regenerative business, everything happened so quickly. My everything broke down. My whole business broke down. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is it. This is the breaking down. This is the composting. This is the really rapid healing that needs to happen in my business, because this is where it's not working for me. So it was happening really fast. And I was like holding onto the desk, like, oh my gosh, what's happening? But I found it in myself to absolutely trust that this is meant to happen. This is part of the breaking down in the alchemy that I speak so much about, because the growth needs to happen from here. And what's come from that breaking down and creating space is really beautiful, and it's really raw, and it's really magic, even on another level. And I'm just trusting that that transition is happening for a reason. It's messy and it's uncomfortable, but it just is. And I'm like, yeah, it's a bit crap, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to be more amazing than all the things that I forced and tried to make happen. And I said to you, I think I DM'd you and I said, it's my whole entrepreneurship life of 5 years I've been doing my business, I've been trying to be somebody I'm not, as in, you know, basing my aspirations on these women who don't have kids and, you know, have these shiny lifestyles, where I'm like, that's not me. I've got wellies on and I've got my dog and I've got my autistic son and I'm a single mom and I'm running a business. I'm like, what are you doing? So I just came back to ground. I came back to myself and my and earth, and I was like, wow. So thank you.
Wow. That is so powerful. I love what you just said about coming back to earth. Yeah. Really, really good. Really beautiful. And to know, to be in that place of trust that, you know, as everything is falling apart, it is not falling apart. It is coming together in the way that, exactly that it needs to. But often we can't, you know, we think like we're supposed to have this constant linear trajectory up. Just doesn't work that way, right? There's like every single month we have a release. Every single month we have a death, you know, every single month we have, if you look at the lunar cycle, right? Like every single month, the moon dies and it goes away every month. we have these opportunities every month for to have life and rebirth and death and rebirth and death and rebirth. And so looking at our businesses through that is so life-giving, because imagine if you had this extra layer going on top of that of like, okay, not only is everything crap and falling apart, also I suck and I'm doing it wrong. It just makes it right. And then you get stuck. And then you get stuck. So I love that you're allowing this to work you in that way. And I'm also so sorry. It's really intense.
Thank you.
Like both. Yeah. Yeah. And know that that's super fertile, right? Like all the shit is so fertile. That's what we use it for. Thank you, Emma. Okay. So let's go over to Natalie.
Hi, Kate. Hi. I'm so glad that I got to join this live today. It was an unexpected thing that I was available.
So happy you're here.
Yeah, I did the first half of the program sort of in like chunks because I was traveling vacation-wise, like two of the weeks that we were together. And also it like just the program landed at the perfect time. I'm an actor and a creative person, and I have what we call the acting business, a day job, which is very, very demanding. And so as we were going through Replenish, I had been at the sort of, I guess, most burnt out that I remember feeling in my, like, at least in the last 5 years of my life. It was just really, really intense, the amount of stress and pressure that had been on me as I work for someone else and help orchestrate their launches. And I was really sort of feeling stuck, you know, because it's like, as an artist, you don't know when the next money is going to show up. So you still have to have that support job. And at the same time, like, I love my job, but I was just recognizing that it was just not giving me space for the things that I needed in my life. And I, without going through the entire story, I feel so different now. Like, I am currently doing a workshop that's 9 to 5 for 3 weeks with an acting company that I love and have admired for a really long time. Somehow I have managed to onboard new team at my day job so that I am not the VA who does everything, even though I have the ability to do everything. I'm like finally learning how to receive support in that way and to really trust that. And the more I trust that, the more I have been seeing opportunities come up. So I'm in the middle of a workshop and I had a callback that I had submitted an audition for 3 months ago that I was like, was sure was done. I had a callback. I had 3 auditions last week. I had another audition this week. I've just hired a director for my, my play called One Woman Show, which coincidentally is not a one woman show, that we're going to do a workshop of in the fall. So I'm very excited because I feel like as I do this work, I'm creating space. It's like, I think I always felt like I had to do everything and I'm still wanting to do everything, but it's like, how can I want to do everything without it feeling like it's just compressing me and making me tighter and tighter and tighter? How can I make space to be able to do all those things, but in a place of flow? And I feel like that has really shifted and I know it's going to continue. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big shift from the beginning of April.
Yeah.
To be at your most burned out and now having all this flow in your career.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, just when the auditions, like for months I would submit and not even get auditions. So like, it just is showing me how much has shifted in my internal space.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're, you know, I get a little bit wary of talking too much about the law of attraction in the traditional way. However, right. There is something going on here where you put your attention on replenishing and regeneration and you became a much more magnetic attractor for your desires, because that's how it works, right? When we water our grass, it grows. So I love that, Natalie. Really beautiful. And congratulations on being able to have that extra support at your day job and really break the pattern or begin to interrupt the pattern of thinking you have to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really powerful. So, and I'm still learning.
Of course. Of course. An ongoing thing. Thank you. I love that. Okay. Awesome. So Erica, you know, and right now we're just, if anybody jumped on late, we're doing, it could be a question. It could be a share. It could be a win. I would love to know what folks received. But whatever you want.
Cool. Hi.
Hi.
So one of the things that I really appreciated about this was the experience of being introduced to a whole bunch of people, the people that you work with, the guests, your ideas, that are younger than me. And so I'm 60, and I feel like a lot of these ideas and like permaculture and principles and ways to be are things that I've learned and stood for and thought about and been with for a long time. And this was just exciting to me because it felt like kind of like the warp and the weft. Like it was kind of like I was very inspired by the people who are younger who totally get these concepts about the earth and the nervous system. It was like pulling through the threads mm-hmm. and making this stronger fabric for those who like know it and for those who are younger and totally embody it. So that was really exciting for me. And one of the things that it gave me was just like, I pushed and built this career around the training work that I do, with, you know, visitor guides. And then when COVID hit, I pushed and built the whole curriculum about the sense of place writing. And I just clearly needed to recharge my own battery and stop producing, marketing, and delivering. And I just did that in a major way this weekend. Like I went to a writing retreat for women that was totally like, I wasn't facilitating and had big ugly cries. It was awesome. And then went on like a pilgrimage, wilderness camping pilgrimage to the site of an author. So it was just very recharging for me. But where I think I got a little bit lost and did have a question was, with this younger thing, I felt like there was a tension in me, like, here's the way I'm offering. And then there was a tension in like, no, here's the new way. It's intersectionality. It's bio, you know, it's all these words that are just like, there's room for all of that in the conversation. It doesn't have to be a tension. So that was super good. But here's where I'm at is that, so I think the part that I stumbled a bit around was the business structures. And you had asked the questions like, what do you stand for? And what are your values, et cetera? And I think I needed to frame that. I would love to have like another meeting or in depth with other people about really creating that. Because I just kind of, I don't know. I think, yeah. And so making, yeah, I think I stumbled on that. So is there anything else I wanted to say? Just that here I am, I'm giving myself some space and some time, and I'm living in the anxiety of like, shit, I don't have the next thing. I don't have the next thing figured out. I don't know when I'm launching it or how. And it's really uncomfortable.
It is really uncomfortable. I've been in that place so many times. I feel like I'm always in that place on some level. And, that place though is so magnetic, right? So when we think about polarity, right, between the negative and the positive end of a battery, when we think about it in terms of the masculine, feminine, when we think about it, like polarity creates charge and attraction, right? Like when you take two magnets and it's the right sides coming together, it's like, what? And so think about that tension of like, I desire to know, and I don't know. And that in between there, it's so my offering is that the not knowing is the solution, not a problem, because that tension is actually really fertile. It's the growth edge that Aaron Rose was talking about in terms of where two ecosystems come together is the most, right? It's that intersection that actually is the most fertile because there's the most pressure. And so that feeling of like, ah, if you can kind of hold that void and like learn to tread water in the void, or even do a little water ballet, like really find some joy or solace, or at least a little nourishment in that void, that will serve you so well. And it does increase the magnetism of the good ideas. And it also marinates the good ideas. It makes the ones that are under the surface, it makes their root systems deeper and stronger and more nourished. So I know that that's like, can be hard to trust in that, but you can borrow my trust. I know for sure that that's coming. And that was a beautiful ask also for kind of more integration and possibly a workshop around creating those values and what we stand for. And so, you know, I'm putting it in the idea file, and that's always a possibility. And of obviously, you know, if you want to connect with other folks in the circle and just like carry on with that, feel free. But that could be always something that we could offer in the future.
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, and I love that about the transition. I feel like maybe I'm taking out a few trees so I can let some more light in or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's also like, I'm not like a gardener. I'm a garden appreciator, you know? And yeah. And I got the plant. Ironically. I got the plant and I was like, oh shit, I have to take care of it. I have to take care of something. So I'm really careful trying to like really take good care of it. So. That's good.
It'll be a constant reminder for those who did receive the plant and not the planner.
Yeah.
Either one is an ongoing reminder. It's, I wanted you to have something physical.
Yeah.
That you could touch to come back to and remember like, oh yeah, I did this course.
Totally. Beautiful. It's beautiful. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica. Mm-hmm. All right, Antoinette.
Hey, Kate. So interesting. And I've learned, and in showing up for so many years with you and in this group and in the healing, how much more I'm able to receive, step back, instead of getting upset and, question. I mean, Rather and I even had a talk this week. They're saying it's not that we're disappointed when things that we do and launch don't land, it's that we did something wrong. It's the disappointment, the fact that we want to serve people. And it's been really, really interesting. So even today, and I was sending Rather a message, and I'm funny that this call is here because in this, and I'm thinking out loud and looking at it, because again, we talk about the upper limit, and I have been listening to Gay Hendricks, The Big Leap. And I was accepted, as you heard, into the Academy of Practical Homeopathy. And then when I really sit down to look at what more can I possibly put on my plate, and it's the optimism of me of, oh, I can do it all. And I'm like, I can't do it all right now. And my plate is full, and it's awesome that I was accepted, but am I being crazy to even think that I can add 10 to 15 hours more of study onto everything else already going on with 4 restaurants, 4 kids, homeschooling, right? Things I'm like, is it fear of missing out, or is it an upper limit issue? And the fact that I even have the question and the container of the work that we've done means that I can sit and think and ponder it a little bit more, because then again, there's that reminder of what is for you cannot pass you, and it's okay. And I don't have to have the answer, and I don't have to say yes right now. And if I say no, it's not because I'm missing something. It's because it's maybe not the right time. And I don't think I would have the peace about all of that and be able to even process that properly without doing this work. And so I just find it so beautiful of the timing of everything. And even when I said to my husband on Monday, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do, his response back to me was, oh, so I'm really not going to have my wife around. Wow. And of course he's joking, but he's not joking. And again, the ability for me to hear that and know that it's okay, and not that I'm not doing enough, or it's that curiosity of the feedback that's coming in and the understanding how it all fits together, not taking it personally, that comes from the central nervous system healing, from being in a community, from watching others strive and succeed and do all that they're doing, and knowing that when our time comes and it's the right time and the right thing, and we're in alignment, it's a hell yes. And that when there's a doubt, or is it a fear of missing out, or even the question of an upper limit, It means maybe I'm not ready yet. And not that I can't be ready and that I can't grow that container, but the fact that it's even there and that that friction is coming up, because I have found and continue to find when it's right and in its alignment, it's just like you sitting next to the guy on the plane. It just happens and it's effortless and it's easy and you don't have to question and you don't have to stress and you don't have to worry. So the fact that I even question it means there's more for me to work on, and it's okay because the place that I'm at right now is the place that I'm at, and it's beautiful. But just like Erica said, it's hard because it's in that in between. And when you're being pulled as a mom and as a business owner and as an entrepreneur in all these different directions. And I love that multi, passionate entrepreneur. There's so many things. And then there's also that I don't need the certification to make me good at what I do. Yeah. Right. I don't need the certification. So I think, I don't know if that really encapsulates for you what I have received from doing this, but
it does. I mean, what I'm hearing is that you're creating a lot of space between the stimulus in your life and your response. And from that comes a lot of peace. From that comes a lot of peace.
Surrender for the seasons, because
surrender and discernment.
Discernment. Yes. You know? I think that's what Rather and I've been talking about all week. Discernment.
Yeah. And really, like, yeah, knowing that I it's so powerful to decide whether or not to do something from a place of wholeness as opposed to from a place of lack. Yes. And I hear you making this decision from a place of wholeness. And that is a very powerful place. So you too.
I just got full body chills.
Steward your power.
Full body chills for that acknowledgement. Yeah. Thank you. I will receive it.
You're so welcome. I love it, Antoinette. I love hearing this. And yeah. Also know that, I know that you know this already, but there is no such thing as a wrong decision.
That's true. And it's all for us. And yes.
Oh, look, the girl.
Amazing. You see, it's a family affair. It's a whole community thing.
It's a family affair.
It is.
Yes, totally. Yeah. The whole ecosystem.
And I think Rather and I even said it even in being on regenerative, it wasn't an overwhelming, and I mean, I guess for every person that was on it, because we've both been with you for so long and have been doing this, there was nothing. It was a remembrance and it was a invitation back into what we already know. And it was already a feeling of, oh yeah, not, oh my God. It was, oh yeah.
And also I want to say that is a testament to the healing work that you've done. You know, I think about it in terms of on a field, you know how if you're like reseeding your yard, you go through with that thingy that like picks up all those little things and it looks like a bunch of poops on your yard.
That's thingy so, and things, yes.
What is that thing called? An aerator, right? Aerator, like a lawn aerator.
Yeah.
And I think about like in certain ways, nervous system healing is like a lawn aerator creating all the space for the seeds for new growth, where it's like you have become available to actually receiving more information without going into, oh my God. So it's because of your substrate, not necessarily because of the information. Thank you. Thanks, Antoinette. All right. Amazing. Diane, let's hear from you.
Hi, I'm new to your world. Really have loved being in regenerative business and taking Replenish and Origin. So I came, like Natalie, I came really burned out, and which is why I signed up, because I really realized, it had been 18 months of intense stuff. So I gave myself some permission to replenish. That's what I wanted. And it's been hard to heal the way I work, to make that shift. I'm still in that process, but I just love your, you know, the whole nature thing and the regenerative business and the plants and all that whole metaphor that you carried through. And I have to say, I wish I had a picture of it, but I bought petunias, right? Because you taught about deadheading. And my petunias, I didn't know about that. They would get leggy and they would die. And so I have been assiduously deadheading my petunias. I have two or three pots of it, and they're gorgeous. And to me, that is like it's such a thing I do daily. And it's such a like physical, like you were saying, it's this practice I do, and I'm deadheading in my business now. I'm making the transition from one-on-one, which I love, but I'm burned out on it. So from one-on-one to I'm creating a program. I've got three programs, so I got to narrow it down, right? But I'm gathering energy. I feel like I'm gathering the energy for it, you know, because of replenish. And I haven't even gone through all of the, every single one of them. I pretty much kept up during 4 weeks, and that was really strenuous. But, you know, so I'm going to go through it, but one petunia plant died. It was on the other side of the house near my smart meter. So we won't go into all that, but I thought that was totally really interesting. And I tried to revive it, but it didn't make it. So anyway, that's kind of like my icon for, you know.
Love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the living metaphor.
And now I know, I love my petunias. They're so colorful. I have different colors, and that reminds me of the diversity and the, you know, it's just great.
I love that. Yes, we are not different than petunias. Our businesses are petunias. Yes. It's so good, Diane. And I know that you are absolutely going to make a glorious transition from one-to-one to one-to-many. And you get to also, if you want to, keep a few one-to-one or bring them back if you want at a higher rate. Like, just know that it's all available. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to choose all or nothing as you deadhead, right? And also, that if you came in to this program and to replenish really burned out, it's going to take some time, right? Like we all have decades of programming from doing it one way and thinking about it one way. And we don't unravel that in four weeks.
Right.
It definitely takes some time, and it can be pretty rapid as well.
Right.
But just to give, you know, to give grace and know that there is no timeline of this kind of transformation. Like, I think we talked about this during the program. What else would we be doing with ourselves if not healing and transforming? You know, like, you can only watch so much Bridgerton or whatever it is that you're watching. And so this is the work of our lives. You know, and so if it takes a month, great. If it takes until we're done with our lives, great. Like there's never going to be a moment where we're like, oh, great. Now I know you do this work too, so I don't need to tell you that, but just the reminder that we're all on the exact perfect track.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that about the one-on-one, because I've been struggling with that. And one thing I did too was, this is so funny. So I got up my courage, I raised my prices. I told people I'm not taking any more new clients. And then I had a panic attack almost, not really, but you know, I just sort of said, no, I have to take new clients. The money's drying up, you know? So I changed my website back, and then I'm like, no. And then I couldn't find my newer copy, but I think I just found it today. So anyway, I've been kind of vacillating, but it's like, but then I had a conversation with a friend, and she was just like, Diane, you've got your program, go for your program. So I really appreciate you saying I can make its transition. And I know you have stuff in Origin to help with that. So
we do. Definitely do. Yeah. Check out the how to launch lesson. That's a good one. And no, you know, always filter through everything with none of it is gospel, right? So it's what's worked for me and my company and my clients over the last 12 years. But there's plenty of space for innovation. There's plenty of space for filtering it through your own internal guidance system and coming out with, you know, it's like the timeless fundamentals. And then you can really play and make it your own art.
Yeah. Which I'm excited about because I'm kind of doing that right now.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane. All right. Anyone else want to do share a question or what they received, a reflection, an integration, digestion? Now is your time. Yeah, Corinne. And then we'll go with Rather.
So a few things. When we were doing, I think, the last few weeks of the course, I just got really inspired to get my systems like really in line for my human design training. So I had been making this an evergreen course since like I launched it in 2019, and I hadn't done a live launch for it for a few years. And I still haven't, but it's just been providing like generally some semi-stable monthly income. And I got the systems really set up in my membership site. And so for some reason, a bunch of people signed up in May and just, they knew that it was all good. So they signed up and I was just still, there was a lot going on. We had, you know, just finished up the school year for the kids and we'd gotten over like the past year of reintegrating back into Hawaii and all of that. So I was just completely burned out and ended up talking to Dalia and Tanya and decided to take a sabbatical. So that's going on until mid-July.
Wow.
So, and that took some getting used to. I was really, really resisting that for some reason. And then I had this realization that I'm a human design projector. So I'm like designed literally to do less. And so I had that realization and I was like, this is exactly what I need, even though I've been trying to push against this for so long. And so it's been really great. We did some island hopping over the past few weeks and my birthday was on the solstice. And so that's just been wonderful. Right now I am planning on raising my prices. So this course, the human design training that I've had since 2019, I'm raising the price for the first time. And thanks, Natalie. And so I'm planning on bringing back something more for like the next level of human design training, but more of a mentorship. And I really want to raise the price a lot so that it's really worth my time and energy, the little energy that I have. And so I'm just kind of in a place where I'm like, how can I do that? Because I've been in this place where the price has been the same for so long and people are kind of used to things being at a very like manageable level for them. And so I'm just taking this time, this sabbatical to really feel into how I want to navigate that and to just so that I can feel really good about it. And I don't want to like chicken out and be like, well, I don't want to like hurt anyone's feelings on my list or like totally turn everyone away. And so, yeah, that's what I'm working with right now.
So good. So good. I mean, we're actually going to be doing a whole month on this in Origin in the fall. So just, you know, get ready for that. Because raising your prices is a whole strategy externally, but being able to hold that internally is a whole other strategy. And when you do that work to be able to hold it internally, externally, it makes the price change way easier. I have had the experience of raising my prices dramatically and having people turn around and say, the reason I am signing back up is because you raised the price so much.
That to me just seems so wild. Like, I can't even fathom that.
It happened three times. And then a fourth time somebody said, can I tell you something you probably don't want to know? And I was like, sure. She said, I would have happily even paid more. And so it is a reminder that people see us about 5 years ahead of where we see ourselves. And so your customers, there's a lot of threads in here, right? There's like some codependence, there's taking on, you know, responsibility for other people's agency over their own finances. There's, I'm not saying you're doing these things. I'm saying this is what we do around raising our prices. There's a feeling of, you know, just like it's better to keep with the status quo. I don't want to piss anybody off. There's all this stuff that comes up. And yet, when we keep ourselves static, we actually are preventing people from stepping into their own next expansion chapter who were going to do that in our energy field. So like when we keep ourselves small, we keep other people small automatically. When other people in our field, now, obviously, you know, you raise your prices, you give people full agency. It's not like you're taking their credit card out of their purse, and like swiping it. You know what I mean? Like everyone's at choice. It's totally consensual, but it's you opening the door for them and saying like, hey, this is available over here. We're having this amazing dinner party if you're hungry. And they can either say, yeah, I am hungry. I'm coming in, or I'm good. Like I had a burger at lunch, but you are allowing them to make that choice as opposed to just being like, oh, I don't want to offer it to them because they might not be hungry. And so we're going to get more into this in the fall, but I'm excited for you. I spent years not raising my prices for anything. And then I just decided that it wasn't really a decision, but I just felt called this year to make some changes. And it's been so good. And from an income perspective, you know, our company is on track to double this year. And I want you to have that experience too. And I also know my clients are able to grow because, right, like me stepping into it then allowed that to become more available for you. I mean, could you have done it anyway? Absolutely. I'm not saying I'm responsible for it, but I'm just saying like it puts it in the field and makes it available. And so you will do the same thing for your clients and you'll have people who are able to step into their own next level of expansion because you went first and you were willing to feel that discomfort. Like, I'm going to make people mad. And you will, there will be a few people who will be pissed.
Yeah.
That's inevitable.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you can touch on that later in Origin about like the whole codependence piece and just the worries, you know, when people aren't signing up for a while and you're like, oh shit, did I do something wrong? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you, all the, you know, emotions.
I mean, you frequently, in my experiences, when I raise the price of things, I have fewer people sign up, but I make more money. And then I'm able to give them more attention. Everyone wins. Totally. Like, they get a better experience. We have more money as a company. It's like, it's a win all around. And it allows us to continue to make scholarships available in almost all of our programs. So there's also that element that feels important. So yeah. Thank you, Corinne. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, we'll keep diving into this. We're doing a 4-part series on abundance in Origin. And one of the sessions is going to be all about pricing dynamics, internal and external.
Amazing. Thanks.
Okay. All right, Patricia.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thank you. I'm one of the winners of the program and I'm really grateful for it. Well, that was really inspirational for me I have to write it down that way I couldn't forget. So one of the things that I helped me out that was for inspiration to take different actions. For example, I was like really burnt out. I lost my job like a year ago. So all my savings that was like going to pay bills and things like that. And I have to travel to Mexico because my dad has been diagnosed with cancer and I have to stay many months in there. So I was like, oh, like the money's leaving and all this stuff. So thanks to all this beautiful talk that you give us to us, I was just inspired to have another thoughts about money. And so I decided to rent a room in my house so that way I can stay a little bit longer at home and I can, dedicate my time to coaching. That's the thing that I love. So I did that actually. This new lady signed today the contract. So it's like, oh, so it's just a little bit more money. You know what I mean? And other things that I was like so always anxious, right? Because like, what am I gonna do next? And why I don't have time, why I don't have the energy and things like that. And just realized that there was some stuff that I wasn't helping me out. Like for example, probably a little bit simple, but I think it just applies so good for me. You know, how much stuff do I have in my house? You know what I mean? Like my clothing, you know, it's like I get stressed because it doesn't match how I feel. And I start like, you know, decluttering that thing. And I think that I got like 200 hangers that I release and I donate and all the stuff. So it's just like, and I will relate that I didn't have like the clothing that I would like to wear when I'm working, you know, in my coaching and all the stuff. Some little things, you know, when I, in my house, I start like decluttering that way. I don't have to spend all this time like looking for this and looking for that and all this stuff that is just like saving me a little bit of money that I can relax a little bit more, that I can do things that I love. You know, for example, I like Kundalini yoga and sometimes I didn't have time to do it. And even though like those little things that I don't have to be perfect, you know, I don't have to do like 3 hours or 2 hours of Kundalini. Probably I have to do just a small little thing, you know what I mean? So that helped me a lot. And I just realized that I don't have to do what everybody thinks that I should be doing. And I was just thinking like, okay, I need, you know, to make more money that we can stay without getting another job or whatever. So I was thinking that, okay, what about if I don't have to learn everything about apps and everything else? What about if I just find, you know, like somebody that I can send these pamphlets, you know what I mean? Because I like to work with a lady that speaks Spanish. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, okay, what about if I put this person to do this thing and I can find some client that way I don't have to be stressing out? And, you know, some little thing that probably it seems somebody say like, oh, that's bad, or like, you won't find no client like that. But I was thinking like, why not? You know, I'm my perfect client and I go to the store. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just little things like that. But I think I feel I don't know how to navigate in this planning with the moon cycles. Yeah, and I really like it, you know. It's just like, because before I wasn't sure, like I don't have a period, right? But it's like, why I always feel, sometimes I feel like I'm done, you know what I mean? And sometimes I feel like I have a lot of energy. So I think that I would like to learn more about that.
Mm-hmm. That's so great.
Yeah. So
this is beautiful.
So, yeah. So I'm really grateful that I have this price. Because actually I didn't have the money. So I put it I like to talk to the universe. And so I told them, you know what I mean? Just help me out with this, you know? And I got it. So that was beautiful. Thank you very much.
I love that so much. And I'm just really hearing like how being in this space and in the energy helped you shift the way you were seeing your whole world, from finances to be like, wait a second, here's an opportunity to earn extra money renting out this room where like maybe you didn't see that opportunity before, or wow, now that I'm in this different energy, now I'm able to look around in my closet or my home and say, this isn't actually a reflection of who I am now. And also this whole idea of, I don't need to learn ads and all these things. Like, all you have to do to get clients is know how to have a relationship, right? Like it's so, you don't even need an internet connection, right? Like, I mean, there have been businesses for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before social media, before Wi-Fi, before websites, before all of it. And all the same principles apply. So yeah, like you have got this. And all you need to do is find somebody who has a need or has a desire that you can help them achieve. That's it. And you could do that at the grocery store line. You could do that like by picking up the phone. You can do that by sending out a few emails. Like, it's beautiful. Patricia, I'm so glad you were able to be part of this.
I even talked to somebody and probably they will host me in the radio. From the Latin community.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I never done that, but it's like, I know that I can do it.
Yes, you can.
So.
Yes, you can. That's amazing. I love that. I love that so much. This is so great. Well, we are actually at the top of our hour. So I want to respect your time and say thank you for taking this adventure with me. I know that it is quite likely that you received something different than perhaps you thought you were going to, which is true almost 100% of the time with people who sign up for our programs. Some days I wish I sold lip gloss and that people walked away with lip gloss, but that's not what we do here. So thanks for being here for the adventure. And I'm going to put on a song and we're going to have one final dance celebration together to say thank you. Now, of course, it's not really final because you're all in Origin. So I'll just keep seeing you. You do know that for the summer, starting in July, we have Hot Empress Summer coming up, which we have the most amazing lineup of different talks. You're going to get one on how to grow your business using LinkedIn, how to access capital for your business that you might have not even known was available to you. So you don't have to wait just to bootstrap everything and just have to make all the money yourself. Like you could actually grow faster using money that is readily available that people want to give to you. So get ready for that. You're going to learn about how to use your attachment style to grow your business, how to heal your relationship with social media, intuitive operations styles, like so many good things. We're having a DEI session, moon rituals for your business. So delicious. So Hot Empress Summer is happening. You're also going to get a nervous system healing session with Tel on enjoyment. So beautiful. And all of those will be recorded. And obviously the point is not to listen to all of them. It's like you have a festival ticket, you go to the stages that feel good to you. That's it. And then in the fall, we're going to start going through our 4-part abundance series. So those will be the themes for September through December, are all about abundance, pricing, mindset, energetics, wealth creation. So excited to dive into all that with you all. Let me pull up a song here and we are going to dance it out. Where is my regenerative business playlist? There it is. Oh, geez. Where did you all go? There you are. Let me share my screen, share my sound.
Open up my heart, you can love me or not. There's no such thing as sin, let it all come right in. I wanna make some mistakes. I wanna sleep in the mud. I wanna swim in the flood. I wanna fuck till I'm done. I like whiskey on ice. I like sun in my eyes. I wanna burn it all down, so let's start a fire. I wanna be lost, so lost that I'm found. Naked and laughing with my blood on the ground.
Everybody, thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you are wanting a deeper dive for the next thing we have, Heal the Way You Work, coming up. So just know that's available. We have planned the rest of 2022 with the Origin Company coming up on Tuesday. If you want to know about that, you can send us an email or me a DM, and I will see you for Hot Empress Summer. Bye, everyone. Thanks for being here.